Let's go to Stana in New Jersey. And have I got the name right there? Is that right, Stana?
Yes, sir. I was diagnosed with MS last week.
Okay.
I was having some problems, and they did an MRI of the brain, and they saw something there they didn't like, so they sent me for a second MRI of my back,
okay.
And they found something in the neck. So I wanted to know, what can I do to help myself? Because the medication that they want to put me on is Avonex or Rebif. And from the information that I found on those two medications,
yeah,
the side effects are worse than the symptoms that I'm having.
So obviously you're not going to do that.
I don't want to.
Well, let me say this. First of all, MS is called an autoimmune disease in America. If you've listened to the broadcast, you know that the rest of the world does not share America's opinion on that. And the work done in Cambridge University in England by Punjabi and all have shown that literally every so-called autoimmune disease is driven by infection. And most of the infections are viral. And it's possible that as much as half or more are driven by expression of virus in the brain, in our own cell, by a chemical insult. So the most common heavy metal chemical insult that exists is your own silver fillings in your teeth. And as these mercury, they're called mercury amalgams, as these mercury fillings stay in the teeth, after 10, 20 years or so, they break the teeth, they crack the teeth, and now you need crowns. And then the crowns that are put in are usually palladium-based gold, or they might be porcelain over stainless steel. And what we end up with is a mixed metal trash can in the mouth that causes the toxic metals, the nickel from the stainless steel, or the mercury from the mercury filling, or the palladium from the fool's gold crown, comes out 80 times faster, 80. And as a result, no mammal can withstand.